In the name of Jesus, this morning we receive your word with meekness and gladness. Our hearts are receptive to your word, to walk in the light of your word, in the, with the leading of your spirit that we've received. Today, tomorrow, this year, next year, decades, decades, upon decades to come. Amen. Glory to God. So, we're looking at the witness of the Spirit. This is the second section. Okay, so that is a series we've been looking at for a while. A series comes with the teachings as long as we're a church. Amen. Glory to God. So let's take a few things. Right? A few things. Matthew 1:1. Before we get into our teaching, take note that maybe after this session, after this service, we're having a teaching meeting on understand the gospel immediately. Matthew 1:1. It says, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now, I specifically said to us that you cannot read your Bibles in two compartments. You can't read your Bible in two or as two compartments. You should be read as a whole, right? As a whole, it is called scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You read all scriptures. You read together. Look at how Matthew opens up. The book of the genealogy. That's the word Genesis. Genesis. The man goes again to the Genesis. Hallelujah. The Genesis. Even the apostles, when they wrote, let me tell you this, you know, a lot of times we tend to read our Bible Old and New Testament. And that's the problem. That's the big challenge. It's an hurdle that we need to cross. Like, how shall we say, if an error has taken 50 years, it will take 50 years to correct it. And it's an error for a long time. Hallelujah. That takes 100 years. You need 100 years of patience, long suffering before it's corrected. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, many times are people tend to read their Bibles in two compartments, Old and New. And it's wrong. Many times what they refer to New Testament is Matthew, John, and Revelation. No, New Testament has got nothing to do with books. Neither is Old Testament anything with books. Do you get me? It got nothing to do with books. Hallelujah. It got nothing to do with books. Glory to God. We saw all that. I was still looking at it. Glory to God. So when the apostles, when you call the New Testament, when the apostles were writing, take note of this. They were not writing thinking that their writing will become Bible. You write to that Bible. They're not writing thinking that their writings will be added to canon of scriptures or to be added to scriptures. No. In fact, they didn't write for you to read it. Paul didn't ever say that you're going to read this book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, take note of this. The epistles were not written when the apostles were with the churches. When they were with the churches, what they did was teach from the scriptures. You see that? When they were with the churches, when Paul was in Rome, he was teaching from the scriptures. There was no need to write. So they wrote because they were not there. Okay, follow me. They wrote because they were not there. They were away. Hallelujah. And they wrote, we're going to see something. And we're going to look at some things now. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know all the while when they wrote, they sent people to carry their letters for them. Did you see that? So their writing was to answer questions. In Acts 15, if you look at Acts 15 closely, they had an issue. Paul and some of those guys who began to teach that you are not born again except you are circumcised by the law of Moses. So after the conclusion in Jerusalem, what did they do? They sent Paul, look at Acts 15 quickly. They sent Paul and Barnabas with letters Acts 16. That means there was an issue. So letters were written to correct issues. You see that? Acts 16. Amen. Look at verse 2. And it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, son named Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren sent greetings unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Sicilia. For as much as I was aware that certain which went from amongst us trouble you. Did you see that? So they sent letters. Letters were written to resolve issues. Did you see that? Resolve issues. Letters were written to resolve issues. In 1 Corinthians, the church at Corinth, Paul wrote letters to correct issues. They had 1 Corinthians 3. He said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, as unto men. He said, for where there is strife and envy. Did you see that? They had issues of strife and envy. So they wrote letters to them. Didn't that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In 1 Corinthians 7:1, you see that what it says? Now, concerning the things whereof you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. So they also ask questions. So, listen, letters were written to answer questions they asked. You see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And how were they answering this question? They were answering this question. They were resolving this issue using the scriptures. You see that? So if they were not afar off and they were with them, how would they have resolved the issues? Is it by writing or talking to them? Is it by talking to them? Is it by preaching and teaching? Did you see that? By preaching and teaching. So what you have as epistles will be scriptures explained when the apostles were not around. Did you see that? When they were not around to answer questions and to solve issues. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. Hallelujah. Very well. And they were writing, like I said, from the past 9 books. Whereas the Old Testament books were written, what we call Old Testament books, the past 9 books. Remember, they are called scriptures, right? They are called scriptures. Second Timothy 3, all scriptures. So, they are called scriptures. Today, together with the New Testament books. Hallelujah. Because New Testament books were explaining the past 9 books to their audience. Now look at this. Now, amen. Amen. Let's see this. I'm going to ask a question after this. Whereas the Old Testament books were written to explain God. Watch it. What we call the Old Testament, the Testament were written to explain God. They were written to them about the oracles of God. And they were not written when the writers were away. The writers were with them. You see that? Did you see the difference? The epistles were written when they were away. The Testament books were written, they were with them, and they wrote them the oracles of God. They taught them, and then wrote to them the oracles of God. Oh, we are following that. Hope you are following that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, we can call the epistles scriptures explained in the absence of the apostles or writers. Scripture explained in the absence of the apostles. And when they were present, they don't need to write to them. They just teach from the past 9 days. Hope you are saying that. Hope you are saying that. Now let me ask you a question. Now, can you then say, watch here, and this is a very intelligent question. I need an intelligent answer. Can you say the summary of the 39 book is the epistles? I know how I coined it, so think about it. Can you say the summary of the 39 books is the epistles? Is the interpretation. So the interpretation of the 39 books is the epistles. All the interpretation of the 39 books is the epistles. Okay, good. Can you say that? You can say that. Can you say that? You can see that. Can you see that? Can you see that? Okay, let me ask Pastor. See the Pastor's an example. Can you see that? You can see that. Kubi, can you see that? Don't give me an answer for an answer. So, yes or no, can you see that?
Yes,
can you see? Can you see that? That's what I said. I said, well, can you see that the epistles are the interpretations of the whole 39 books? Now you're changing your mind. Can you see that? Why? Okay, say yes, sir. Can you see that now? Okay, say so. Can you see that? Can you see that? Okay, can you see that? Can you see that? He said, no. The epistles can't be the interpretation of the whole chapter 9 because it was addressing issues. What are following it? It's addressing issues. It only will point you back to relief. You see that? What are following it? It went back to relief. So there's never a point where the epistles, listen, there's never a point where the epistles is making you not to read the 39 books. It follows the fever. Right? Now, listen. Because it was addressing issues that was pertinent to their world, you would always have, so that means it's not like the epistles were explaining all the whole everything within the 39 books. They were not writing deliberately to explain all the 39 books. They were writing to answer questions with the 39 books. You see that? What are following you? So where do they have the interpretation of the 39 books? When they were physical with them and taught them the scriptures. And do we have that with them? Not everything. Hope you're following that. Hope you're following that. Amen. Hope you're following. So in nothing the epistles are not in, are not explaining the 39 books, so no. But you must fit it in context. Hope you're following. It must be fitted in context. There's a context. The context of the questions that they are answering in their world. Or that is happening around the church. Okay, following me. So that means you still have to go back again and read the 39 books. Amen? Amen? Okay, with me. Glory to God. So, that's what I said. The epistles are called scriptures explained in the absence of the epistles, of the apostles or writers. And when they are present, they don't need to write to them. So, therefore, there's always that disclaimer. There's always that disclaimer. Or put it like this. There's always the use of shorthand that takes you back again to the scriptures to reread the scriptures. Amen. To reread the scriptures. Something we're going to do in the coming days when we begin to look at answering today's questions from the world. For, I mean, answering today's questions from the scriptures, we're going to see how Paul was able to answer some questions in his world and how he used scriptures to explain. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So there's only that going back again to reread the scriptures. Just like Matthew. Matthew 1:1 is the book of the generation. So he's going back again, telling you, you have to read it from the Genesis. You see that? Read it again from the Genesis. We'll look at this furthermore in our teaching class after the service. So after we take a look at it again, there's always that going back. And they were writing about the incarnation of Jesus. He was writing the same way Mark, Luke and John were writing about the incarnation of Jesus. We need to see him as God and man. This is the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, the son of David. I will say, well, yeah, that was son of Abraham, son of David. That would be, see, is both Jesus and man. Right? But he is son of the Rhodesian man. But in function, he's going to function as a man in the incarnation. We said all that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We said all that. In Mark. Mark chapter 1. This is 1. Mark 1 1. Mark calls it the beginning. Say the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He calls it the Son of God. The Son of God. So yeah, yeah, Son of God, we say the seed of God through the offspring of man. Right? The seed of God through the offspring of man. God is, I mean, sorry, the offspring of God through the lineage of man. Hallelujah. So God is using man's lineage. Let's explore more of that. Hallelujah. So right? Then in verse 2, it says, as it is written in the prophet. So he goes back again and reads Malachi into Isaiah, making him see that is how you will read. It will always take you backwards. Amen. It will always take you backwards when we read the scriptures again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, remember I said they were consciously writing Jesus as deity. In Mark 16, you have it there. He was received into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and put with the Lord walking with. So, you see, find him as that, as God within the 39 books. And they wrote it clearly for you to see. He is deity. Hallelujah. He is deity. Become a man. A few others. Let's see. Luke 1. Luke first of all shows us his audience, an audience of one in person of Theophilus. Where he says, even as a believer, again he makes you see that he's not there, he's just an eyewitness. I mean, he was not an eyewitness, he's a third party reporter. I say, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitness and ministers of the world. So he said he didn't get it from any other person but those who are ministers of the world. Ministers of the world will be from where? Ministers of the Logos. Right? Ministers of the Logos from the Genesis. You see that? So you have to go back again and read from the Genesis. There's all that going backwards to read everything again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the same thing with John. But we'll look at that expressly in the next section. Amen. So let's get into some few details today. Matthew 28 from verses 18. Look at what it says. It says, teaching, I mean, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe. Watch that. All things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the world. Amen. So, we said the ones of the world, all I have commanded you will include John chapter 8, verse 12. Hallelujah. All I've commanded, so you have to go back again and read. What has he taught them? The word command there is how you give instruction. How you give instruction. So, what are these instructions? What are the instructions he has given to them? What instructions have they passed to them? Remember, if you look at Paul says in 2 Timothy 3, he says, the scriptures are given for profitable for you, for what? Doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. So that means in the teaching of the gospel, you find instructions. Amen? You find instructions. So when you say, all I've commanded you, all I've instructed you, will be one upon when he has taught or how he has taught them. So you have to go back again and see, what has he taught them? John 8 verse 12. John 8 12. So he's teaching them there. Look at what he said. He says, I am the light of the world. Do you see that? He says, I am. Now he uses that word again, I am. Yahweh. He says, Yahweh is the light. So he uses now that word I am. I said to us last week, it's both a verb and a noun. Amen. Both a verb and a noun. So he says, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. I am the light of the world. See, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. So when he used the word, I am the light of the world. Light there, the word goes again to Genesis chapter 1. Let's see that. Genesis 1. Jesus is talking about the new birth. He said, I'm the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He brings in Genesis 1, 2, 3, and 4. In that statement, he said, I am. So he makes you see he is the I am of Genesis 1, 3. Let's start from Genesis 1, 2. Look at what it says. It says there, it says, the essence and form of God, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the waters, and God said, let there be light. That's the word, Hayah, oh, Hayah, oh, I am light. That's God saying there, I am light. God said, I am light. Well, he says, I am the light of the world. He said, I am in light. That is living. I'm going to show you why it's living. Take note, last week, we said, reading from Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit. Now, so that word led there is the word ago. It's used for a birth, right? It's used for how you bear up a child, how you bear up someone. So he's talking about the new birth, and he says, as many as are led by the Spirit. So many making you see that the new birth is the leading of the Spirit. The new birth is the leading of the Spirit. The new birth is the leading of the Spirit. Now, this is what Jesus is explaining when he says in Romans 8, I am the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in darkness. Hallelujah. So, let's take back some things we said last week. We said in Genesis 1, if we said the world, scripture opens up with the earth, opens up as a supernatural book, right? So it opens up the earth in a supernatural world order. The earth is opened up in a supernatural order. Make you see that the earth is not just natural. The earth is supernatural. It says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Is that? Heavens and the earth. Supernatural. Supernatural world. Is that? Supernatural world. It says the earth was without form and void. Now when you use the word earth was without form and void there, we see the word tohu wabohu, chaos. And you explain chaos as darkness. In chaos, you are still moving. Something is living in your body, chaos. It's chaotic. Amen. But there's a need. He says the earth was without form and void and darkness. Darkness was something of this. Use the word darkness there is a living. We're going to see that shortly. It's a living. Look at what Jesus said. He said that like the Lord, he that follows me will not walk in darkness. So that means there's a walk in darkness. Will not walk in darkness. Okay, put it like this. I'm the light of the world. He that follows me will not be led in darkness. Is that it? Will not be led in darkness, but will have the light of life. Isn't that? So maybe you see that it's a supernatural order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The empty and void darkness actually is a supernatural world. And it's showing you that darkness itself, for God to intervene, showing that darkness is not the leading of God's Spirit, but it's a leading. What am I following me? It's not the leading of God's Spirit, but it's a leading. It's a leading. So last week we said, a man cannot be in the fix. When he says, I'm not being led by the Spirit, I just want to be natural. There's nothing like that. You can't sit on the fence. So say, I don't want to serve God, I don't want to serve death, I want to be an atheist. Atheist in itself is a scam. Satan has scammed your heart. You're not measuring Satan, but you're measuring him. Amen. Atheism is a scam of the devil. It's just a scam. Hallelujah. Amen. So Satan is scamming men. Yes, with atheism. There's not like I'm sitting on the fence. Someone was asked, what's your religion? He said, no, I'm a free thinker. There's nothing like free thinking. Amen? So there's nothing like free thinking. So
There's nothing like free thinking. See, I'm a free thinker. There's no free thinking anyway. Your thinking is either influenced by God's spirit or influenced by the world. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? So God said, I'm a free thinker. Cast it on the fence. Because man himself is supernatural. Hallelujah. So man cannot benefit. He is both natural and, more importantly, is led supernaturally. You see that? Man is led supernaturally. Hallelujah. We saw that last week. In Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 2 verse 1. Ephesians 2:1. Take you back again to it. Ephesians 2:1. It says, and you as a quickly, who were once dead in trespass and sins. What is it? When in time past you walked according to the course of this world. Did you see that? In time past, before salvation, you walk according to the course of this world. So there is a walking according to the course of this world. And that is for the man who is not born again. So the man who is not born again cannot be sitting on the fence. Amen? Amen? Either way, you are led. Always be led. So, it's under darkness. In 2 Corinthians, quickly. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4. Verse 4. It says, if I'm going to be healed, it's even to them who are lost, who are not saved. See, whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. See, live the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. Do you love? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, you see that man that is not born again is led, but it's not led by God's Spirit. You see that? He's not led by God's Spirit. He's led in the dark. He's led in the dark. Hope you're following me. He's led in the dark. He's not under, Paul would say in Ephesians, what we just read is the prince of the power of the air. The prince of the power of the air. You see that? So the very vital, you see. So the spirit that now walks in the train of disobedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Colossians 1. Watch this. We'll get back to Colossians 1. I'll take the A part of 13. Colossians 1:13. He says, who have delivered us from the power of darkness. Did you see that? So that means a man who is not born again is under the power of darkness. Watch it. Amen. He's led in the dark. He's led in the dark. Glory to God. He's led in the dark. So, to be born again, watch it, to be born again is to be born into God's leading. Amen. Or put it like this, to be born again is to be supernaturally in the light. It's to be supernaturally led in the light. Supernaturally led in the light. So darkness is a point of the deep, and God says, I am light. In darkness. You see, he shows you God's path in all the earth. We're going to see that as we get into understanding the gospel. We're going to see that. That shows you God's path ruling the earth. Light out of darkness. Amen? Light out of darkness. Leading. God is leading men out of darkness to light. Is that? Hallelujah. Amen? He's leading them out of darkness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what a man, what a believer has received in a new birth is direction. We don't walk in darkness. Direction. It's direction. You've received direction in the new birth. Because you know what? What you receive in the new birth is the Spirit of God. All of God's leading and His Spirit. Amen? God's leading, I have in His Spirit. And that was what we received. So the believer has received all of the leading of the Spirit. Is in us. Hallelujah. There is no leading problem. The believer is not looking for the leading of the Spirit from the sky. The believer is not looking for the leading of the Spirit from from the sky. But this is how I look up to the knees. So where comes my help? The believer is not looking for the leading of the Spirit from the sky. It's because you don't know what David was saying when he said look up to the hills. Hallelujah. David is saying he's in the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are led. The believer is led where? The believer is led where? I say the believer is led primarily from within. We're going to deal with that from next week. He's led where? The believer is well led. Well led. Believer is well led. Doesn't have leading problem. No, he doesn't have. If the believer is looking for leading, he's led. Hallelujah. Amen. The believer is not a confused trying to find direction. No. The believer is the man who has light. Hallelujah. Discovering his light in the Word. Discovering the light. His light in the Spirit. Hallelujah. He's not in the dark looking for light. No. He is in the light. Walking in the light. Hallelujah. The believer is in the light. Walking in the light. Walking in the light. Walking in the light. Say, I'm in the light. Walking in the light. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not in darkness looking for light. No, I'm in the light, walking in the light. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. So the believer doesn't have leading issues. If there's any issue, it will be recognizing and following the leading. You have to recognize it. And recognizing it and following it is a function of your mind. Your mind. So all of God's leading that is in the Spirit is received in your mind. Is received in your mind. So your mind is a vital tool in how God is leading your mind. Your mind. As I Paul in Romans chapter 12 will say, of our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable sacrifice. And be not conformed to this world. So see that? It's a be not conformed. That word is the word sujematizo. You be not be, I mean, and be not squeezed into the mode of oppression of this world. You don't get to say squeezed into their mode of oppression. There's a way the world sees things. There's a way the world wants you to do things. Hallelujah. Don't be squeezed to it. Don't be molded. Don't mold your life to the pattern of this world. I say it always. The world is full of it. It's full of its patterns. But you know what? It doesn't matter how the pattern of the world is. It doesn't change God's way. It doesn't change how God does the thing, his things. God will not align himself to suit man's pattern. No. Hallelujah. It's man that will change his pattern to suit God's will. Hallelujah. So he says, don't be conformed. Don't be squeezed into the mode of operation of this world. It's the mode of operation of this world. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Many times, some of the things we do, we learn it from the world. No! You have to constantly renew your mind. Because I renew your mind. And all you're doing is, I've always told you, learn how you use strength. I've always warned you. Learn, there's something that is trained, there's a way it's trained, learn how you use it. I'll share with pastors on a chat group, and I told them, I said it to them, I said, see, you see a celebrity get into a relationship today. Get into a relationship today. And he gets into a relationship today, he goes on social media today. Today, you know? Yeah. And I finally said yes. Social media, like, you put it on. Gist lover, lover's gist. But then, see me, oh, the ring is fine, oh. You put it there. The ring is fine, oh. Ah, and the guy knelt down. It's there. The next day, he said, wow, on the journey to Cape Town. Journey to Cape Town. Yesterday, he read this in the movies. You know, see, this is an Ogudu cutting line. Your life is on the internet. 6 months down the line, you are now the new G. You know, maybe we are like, ah, the best man has happened to me. You know, is it that you are just for the spur of the moment? Amen? And all the Jews so that if you will pay Kubi and like, ah, the best man alive. The guy will now do it, ah, me, ah. And my sister will now be dying for engagement party. That smoke will be coming from the ground. Love. Love from Tokyo. So this is now I say, even if you are in a relationship and you know the relationship is romantic, I say, ah, why am I proposing? No, it's not that. I say, ah, no, we propose. I watched a short clip. Somebody just said, inside the house, just say, ah, will you marry me? I know you just say, yes. No T-shirt, no G-flower. Nobody shouting. He looks now and says, no, I'm not accepting. That is pressure. Pressure today. You have put yourself under pressure. Amen. The war. 6 months down the line, that same people that were doing love in Tokyo, love in Chinese, love in any. Nobody is a man, is a woman beater. Ah, that's my view. We have begun to make the round. We have begun to make the round. How did you learn that? So a believer, you too, you now got married. Or let's leave marriage now. You now something good now happen to you, sir. Internet dish. You're not under pressure because people are posting their own on the internet. New job. Ah! You just place it. Man and MD CEO. Who are you? No. Tell me. Who are you preparing? Let's ask. Who are you preparing? You're just under unnecessary pressure. Unnecessary pressure. Get it in the world. You didn't learn that from God's Spirit. Because if you learn it from Scripture, you will see that Mary hid it. Mary had a visitor with angel. She didn't go out there and say, wow, an angel visited. I'm going to be bearing the king. I'm bearing the king of the Savior. If you touch me, just go online. Savior loading. Savior loading. 10%. 99%. Herod will not need wise men to tell him. You are still there. You don't know. Savior loading. Angels just visiting. They are looking for where the wise men went to and their gifts. They say, man. Herod doesn't need to kill all the curious below now. And they say, hey, look at that person that they give to. Go to the house. Because Herod saw it. Did you hear? You just need to start saying to give to. Ah, buy the house. Number 7, Alaji Shokoya. You don't need to kill all innocent children. Pleasure! You don't get squeezed into the mold of oppression of this world. Amen? Believers! Your mind is not yet renewed. You need to renew your mind consciously. You have to renew your mind. Many times they tell us, be careful of how you handle the internet. How you use the internet, be careful of it. Be careful of it. Be careful of the information you put out. Your life is not on the internet. Amen? Everybody else back? I'll come on WhatsApp 2 a.m. I'll see brethren. I say, ha. Ah. So you don't have the children to go and sleep at night. Ah. Oh, any ever happening? See those years back? Where did you learn that from? What are you doing? I'm shouting. You're shouting, just say, I'm shouting. Are you shouting nonsense? I'm shouting.
sharpen.
Nonsense. Hallelujah. Learn how you use things that are in vogue. Palazzo came out yesterday, you are wearing it today. Now they show us they have money. Right? Believer. Remember one time like that? That was when Gallas was not raining. One of my friends. He just came out of the room looking at what kind of demonic style is it? We know who said to me. My brother and I went to bath. Not my brother, but my brother went to bath. Gallas. Ah. Gallas. And his own Gallas. You know, I'm babbling one side. That's a he's his own style. Brother, fine. What is the meaning of that? Don't be under pressure. I will say to people, see, at my age, you say, think I'm now. Peer pressure is only in secondary school. No. Internet now is not peer pressure. They say, all my mates are driving car. Let me just put my car online. Nonsense. No. Let me squeeze. There's a moral pressure in the world. Hallelujah. Cannot be discreet about several things. Just keep quiet. Don't relax. Amen? Don't relax. Don't be under pressure. Don't pressure yourself. What? Go with the God. Go with the God. I want to make everybody know that pressure. I was wearing Adidas. I was looking at that. See? Woo! Glory! What is the glory for? Nobody intentional. Woo! Glory! Glory! Hey, boy, calm down. Amen? Calm down. Bro, calm down. We don't want to see your... Permit me, we don't want to see your dear friend or not. Quiet. When the relationship, manage the relationship. Stay with you, don't put it online. But tell us the best thing that has happened to us. Two years into a relationship, the best thing that has happened to us. We have not seen 1 month, the best thing in the world. We have not seen 1 year, the sweetest thing. After 6 months, I have a partner. I say, I'm the man of God. I want to follow the video of the street. You know where? When you were doing it? You know where the video of the street? Amen? We don't want to see it. Don't put it online. Amen? Amen? There's a load of oppression in the world. So Paul has said, be a transformed. That's the word. Metamorphose. Hallelujah. Metamorphose. Now, listen, it's about the renewing of your mind. Metamorphose is not, listen, the word metamorphose is used for, now, sujomatizo is from outside. Watch it. Sujomatizo, don't be conformed to the word, it's from outside. Metamorphose is from within. You know, when we teach you the God's word, we are not renewing you from outside, it's from within. Because you have the Spirit of God within. God of God, everything that is in the Spirit is within you. So when we teach you God's word, we are teaching you what is available to your Spirit so that your mind will know it. Amen. What are you following me? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why we call, I told you that the written word is what? Information in the Spirit available to your mind. I mean, information in the Spirit that is made available so that your mind can read it. But in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you want metamorphosis, it's from east, it's from within. Now, that is where you have the English word metamorphosis. Amen. Amen. When you see a... Now, science students, I might miss this right now, but I know, you know I'm a commercial student. Amen. That's what I scored in biology because I passed many of you. I passed a lot of you. Amen. A non-science student that scored an A1 in biology is not easy. And if I had done physics and chemistry, it would have been A in two. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I left it because I know it too much. Let me leave it to God. Let me learn the things I don't need. Not a joke. And that's the reason why I didn't do this computer science. You know, you're better than me. Let me go and learn what I don't know. Not a joke. Amen. But don't be like him. Stay with what you do yourself. So, let's look at this. So, when you look at the word, when you see a cockroach, the egg, when you see that, when the cockroach lays egg, please, what is the stages of metamorphosis? Egg to what? Is it larva or pupa? Uh-huh. Are you past biology? Is it larva or pupa? Okay, egg, larva. Now, when you see that larva, well, let's use a fly, not cockroach. You know, a fly can fly. But can a larva fly? But do you know in that larva of a fly is the capacity to have wings? How do you know that?
Yes, sir.
It has that capacity to fly, but it is a larva. So where is the change coming from? Is it from outside or from within? From within it changes, it moves from being a larva to a pupa. From within, because it has that capacity within. From a pupa to maybe the fly itself. Amen. But it's within. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. It's from where? Within. It's all within. That is metamorphosis. So always there be metamorphosis. I mean, God must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So what you need to renew your mind is from within. That is God's word. Information in the spirit available to the mind. That is the written word. Information in the spirit available to what? The mind. Available to the mind to confess. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need our minds to follow the leading of the spirit. We need your mind to follow the leading of the spirit. So therefore, the believer ought to keep renewing his mind. You ought to keep renewing your mind. You ought to keep renewing your mind with God's word. Ought to keep renewing your mind with how God leads us. Don't say, I told you, leading of the spirit is not something you say I've mastered. No! You don't master it. You keep learning it. Hallelujah. You don't claim mastery over it. No, you keep following the leading of the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to see something from Elijah next week. Hallelujah. Amen. So we also keep renewing our mind with how God is leading us. Glory to God. And lastly, I'm going to point you back to last year because I don't intend to go into details on this. But lastly, amen. 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 So a very vital point we saw last year is the fact that God leads us through the local church. I told us, right? God leads us through the local church. The local church is God set up. He puts the pastors in the local church. Hallelujah. He put the leaders there. Jesus said to Peter, he said, feed my sheep as a pastor in the local church. Feed my sheep. So that is the work of the role of the poor man. Amen? So God leads us through the local church. Through the local church. So the local church is God's leading. The local church is God's leading. The leaders in the local church is how God leads us. So the instructions in the local church lie in. So tell him before you preach that thing. Go win souls is the leading of the spirit. Is the leading of the spirit. Many times we don't know, but it's God leading us. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to know what God is saying to me for now. And your local church, we are told to, we are having chain prayer. That is what God is saying to you for now.
Oh, they help me. The women are going out for evangelism. I said, I want to know what is God saying for me for now. Evangelism. Don't start looking for something else. That's the direction God is giving you on the future. So that's the direction you should
have.
How are we? That's the direction you should have.
Glory to God.
That's what God needs us. With the local church.
Or children of the church. He leads us to the local church. Hallelujah. So, when you are led differently from how God is leading your local church, not the local church. Take it. Not,
what is God? God is leading the whole body.
God is leading your local church specifically. Because, amen. So the leading for the local church, your local church, that is God's leading.
Amen. I asked someone one time that we were supposed to have a meeting. A brother that was attending a meeting. We were supposed to call for a meeting. And I asked him, why were you not there? He said, because God told him that rather than coming for the prayer meeting, he should go and teach the word of God to somebody. Because I already knew this man is not a member. So I just left him the way he is. So the moment you say that, most of that I told me to hide you with you. I already have said it.
It can never be God. Come on now, what's happening?
He's telling me, God is telling you to do this. And I know that's not how God is leading you, which I'm just looking at it. Because it shows that you are listening to something else. Amen. Very simple. You know, sir. God is telling me, God is leading me to be giving my tithe.
You just know.
God is leading, sir. God is telling me that I should leave Nigeria and Japan to go and do it. It's not God at all. It's not God at all. Amen. God, now let me tell you guys the truth. Let me tell you guys this. God doesn't sponsor Jabba away from the neighborhood. God doesn't sponsor it. God doesn't sponsor Jabba. Jabba is man creation. When you think God tells us to go into nations, it's for the gospel, go all the nations and preach. You hear that? You hear that? I'm not going to sponsor Japan to go and study and then stay there and make ends meet from them. God will sponsor it. Amen. When I told you that God's leading is towards his tax and his will in all the earth, we're going to see all that show. Hallelujah. Go to God. So God will not lead you differently from how he's leading the local church. It's tied to it. The church, your local church cannot be having a meeting or maybe having a prayer meeting and you say God is leading you to go and do evangelism. You know, I thought that evangelism is good and okay. That is rebellion to God's leading. It's not God. It's not God. God doesn't lead you against that. God doesn't lead you against your pastor's instruction. God doesn't. Many times, people don't always forget that. Many times people forget that. So somebody now wants to get permission from the pastor and say, sir, God is telling you, you can't say that to your pastor. If an untrained person has said that to the pastor, say, sir, God says the Lord to me. How can you say that to your pastor? Amen. Rather, something we're going to see, right? Rather than going to your pastor to say, God said to me, you're going to your pastor to seek counsel on what you felt or what you felt you have been led to do. And that is where weakness to the leading comes. We're going to deal with that. Amen. We're going to deal with that. There's what is called weakness to the leading. Hallelujah.
You seek counsel from your pastor. Not going to tell your pastor, sir, the Lord said to me that I should do this. And I said, Pastor, I want to know, what should I do? You said the Lord told you. Is that not what you said? You said the Lord told you. Why are you not asking, Pastor, what should I do? Father, you should seek counsel rightly. Amen. Amen. Pastor, I think I've been led to do this. Why don't you seek your counsel? What? Why don't you seek your counsel? If that's the right thing to do. Glory to God. Amen.
Pastor, I'm led. God said.
No. Be wise.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So leave it to your pastors. Same way too, very vital, and what we're looking at today is that God's leading does not contradict the written word. Remember I said the leading of the spirit, I mean the written word, is information in the spirit made available so that your mind can comprehend. So he doesn't contradict the written word. Rather, the spirit, the written word is spirit inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16. Say all scriptures, including Genesis down to Revelation, is inspired by the Holy Ghost. Is inspired by the Holy Ghost. So the scriptures are spirit inspired. Is that spirit inspired? Scriptures are spirit inspired. In John 6:63, Jesus said, the word I speak to you are spirit and alive. So it shows you the words, which is which words? The word he spoke to them as words from scriptures. Hallelujah. Are spirit and alive. So the spirit I said to us, that the spirit and the word, they agree. They are not fighting, they are not what are opposite. The spirit and the word agree. They agree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They agree, they are one. The spirit is light, the word is light. The psalmist will say, your word is a light, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Did that? The word is a lamp unto my feet. The word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. So God's word is light. The spirit is light. Do you know that? Amen? The spirit is light. The word of God is light. So they agree. They are one and the same. The spirit and the word are one and the same. Hallelujah. Therefore, if I read the written word well, if I interpret it well, this is why it's good to interpret well. Because to wrongly interpret scriptures is to be led wrongly. If I interpret it well, I'll find the leading of the spirit. What if I don't interpret it well? I'll get wrong reading. I will be led wrongly. Amen. What about one lady? Glory to God. A dear sister came to meet Pastor Shemu one time and said, sir, she knows that this person is a Muslim. That also happened to me. And she said, sir, I want to know what is God leading. Sir, I want to know what God leading concerning. What is God saying concerning this relationship and marriage? So do you know God's word? Yes, I know God's word. So what does God's word say about marrying an unbeliever? What does God's word say? There was somebody who replied me and said, rather say you should go into all the word and teach and preach the gospel. She said, what is my relationship with this person is to make and let me win the person. And then the person did not win before the relationship you want to win. Don't give yourself up. Don't lie to yourself. You can never win the person. She said, that is the word of God. And then so that I faith to Israel. So if you want to learn from God's word, we will learn from the woman's with their spirits. Many times give herself up. You know, give yourself up as a sister. Give herself up.
and the bro and no, it's not a brother and the guy tells it out. Shatadaha. Yeah, my heart is broken. It was just broken. I went to pound it. I'll pound it for you. A dear sister over got into a relationship there in Abuja. I don't know the name, the guy. They just called me and said, "Man, I just tell her to quit." I told the pastor to tell her to quit. But I just knew from God's presence, no. She had to quit. So, tell her quit. When they told her, she said she was not going to quit. She told her pastor, "Hey, country, sister. Not you guys now. You guys are knowing God's word. You know how to let go. The one thing about a Christian was learned to do is how to let go. Beyond your emotions. This one I'm going to teach that. Beyond your emotions. It is going to say that beyond your emotions. But you have to let go. Just let go. You'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll not die. We'll not die. See. It's sad. See, let me shock you. I quitted the relationship by myself. Let me put it online. I quitted the relationship by myself, me years back. And I didn't eat for 3 days. So my father's word that made me eat. When my father told me, he said, "Look at you. Because of woman you are not eating. You would die." Well, I said it to me. Because when I quitted it, I told them I quitted it. And my dad was happy with me. He didn't tell me to quit it though. I didn't allow it though. Because the person wasn't coming to church. I just told my friend, "Guys, in front of your guys, you know, you have mouth. Yeah, I'm putting this here." Say what? I said, "She's not committed to my cause. The work cause. The cause of the world. I love the world. Going for the world. I'm not committed to the cause. I can't do it." The guy was like, "Smile." I said, "I'm not doing it. I'll give you feedback." I just quit it. Ping! And I went to his house and quit it. He said, "Shasha." I said, "Yeah." So we're just talking, but when I left, the whole thing I said, "Yeah! What have I done?" "But I can never go back." "Oh, we never ever go back, you know what?" "I couldn't now eat." But we're not eating right here. They want. They give me some, "Let's eat cheese, let's drink it." So one day, my father was busy swallowing his meat. And then I Chifu, I just said, "Chifu, I just said, can't eat again." That man said to him, "What's wrong with him?" He said, "Hey, you know that lady?" "You make her very..." "You know that lady? You told the lady something about you. So I gave her narrating the word, the warrior." "Yeah. Because of a woman, I don't want to eat." "You just die." "When I heard that, you just die. I just carry the food." "I cannot die." And I came up with immediately. "It's beyond emotions." "What?" "It's beyond emotions. Just eat. You will not die." So I now called my friend. I said, "Sunday, let's go and pray." So we went to pray. Where you call Wonderland today? We went there. We went to Wonderland. You guys call Wonderland, but there was no road. That place was bush. Bush. That place where we used to pray. Cats used to come out from there. And rap, stood in the night. I will pray. But prayer says, "See that, let's go. Let's go, Kingdom, let's go. Move ahead. Want to be higher calling." And I was like, "This is your emotions." So I said, "Tell the sister, very wonderful." She told her pastor, straight up, not me, told her pastor, "Father, brother," and said, "I will not quit." Said it over her. So there is no logical reason. Why I should quit? There was no logical reason. How can Father just say, "You just quit"? And Father said, "Leave an hour." But you know what told me? When I tell you to stop something that you don't, I can't handle. I can't give. When I give you an instruction and you can't yield to the instruction, I cannot commit things to your trust. I've got trained that way. You can't commit things to your trust. It's not possible. So, it's just very simple. Now they should not quit. So then, no one, don't commit anything to our trust. Amen? And then go to Abuja that period. And I told her again that week that she was ill. I said, what happened? She said, you see that brother? Because the guy, she was a brother, that you said they should quit. That he did not quit. I said, yeah, he said, the boy, when she, the boy now told her pastor, his pastor, that he should, he's in a relationship, the pastor said to him, quit it. And he came and told the lady, I quit. And the lady was heartbroken. And she fell ill. I said, let that be sick. I said, let her be sick. If your pastor told you something, he said, no logical reason. That one, the pastor said to him, I said, the guy is the doer of the world. The pastor told him, bah! He did it false. Immediately. He didn't even think about it. He said, can't continue. My pastor said, I cannot. Something you have done since. And your heart will be at rest. Yeah, right? Somebody has brand new here. You are not shattered. Welcome. So when that person listens to his pastor, you don't listen to your pastor. Stubborn. That's how God leads you. It's your pastor. So, like the other one I was telling you, when you have light, what does God want to say about relationship with an unbeliever? Say, don't be unequally yoked. He said, yes, I know, sir. But it's, when you have light, I am looking for light. You will find darkness. What are you hearing? Well, maybe you have seen it from God's word, but you do want, this one is to the end. Oh, let me just keep praying. Let me hear something else. It is Satan that will talk to your ears. Amen? You can see God's word. You are feeling it. And you say no. You want something else, you'll get darkness. Let me know close. So, therefore, if I read the written word well and interpret it well, it's not just worship. It's worship. It's not just worship. It's also the leading of the Spirit. So it's both worship and the leading of the Spirit. What are you hearing me? Amen. It's both worship and leading of the Spirit. So, for the believer, you know God's leading by reading the scriptures. It is simple. It is a simple way God is leading us. God leads us in a simple way, the written word. It's a simple way, the written word. And the written word is divine. It's divine. The written word. Just knowing the scriptures is knowing God. Knowing the scriptures. Outside the scripture, like I said, what you will find will be darkness. You know, this is what God's word says concerning stealing, concerning sexual immorality. I say, well, I want to hear something else. You will find darkness. You will finally hear what you wanted to hear, and it will not be God's word. I told you, there are words everywhere. There are noises everywhere. But you know what? When you know God's word, you know God's leading. Do you know how God is leading you? Do you know what God is saying to you for the now? You can know that. Just stay with God's word. Hallelujah. Stay with God's word. Stay with God's leading. Hallelujah. Learn something? Learn something? Guys, stay with God's word. I'm well led. Hallelujah. Let's run our feet as we thank the Lord.